This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. Financial health management is as important as physical and mental health management. The average lifespan is increased, and it pays to manage money so that our needs are met as we age. On this week's Life Transitions, Dr. Anita Sharma talks with Dr. Arturo Rodriguez, the Dean of the College of Business and Social Sciences and a finance professor at the University of Louisiana Monroe, about financial health management.
Hi, Arturo. A lot of times we talk about our physical health. What about our financial health? What do we need to keep in mind to stay financially healthy?
Well, just like practicing good health, practicing good financial health requires good habits, right? And some of those good habits entail planning. And most people think that planning entails something that is very complex, something that is very involved. And in terms of financial matters and financial principles, this type of planning is very simple. So we can start by prioritizing our spending. A lot of people are on a fixed income basis, right? They know how much money they have coming in. They might know how much money is going out, but they don't know where it's going. So this type of planning entails prioritizing their spending. Every time a person has this purchasing decision, they're about to spend some money on something, they have to ask themselves, is this something that I need or is this something that I want? And just by going through this process, they'll know whether they should spend this money or not. A good example of this is what you see at the grocery store. You go to a supermarket, you will start to notice that the things that you need are typically in the back of the store. So you go to the back of the store to get the things that you need, but everything that you might want, you have to go through to get to the stuff that you need. There's a lot of temptation to make purchases that you didn't plan for. So by going through this process of, is this something that I want or is this something that I need, you can curb your spending. You can make better purchasing decisions. Another way of planning is, well, do I need this now? Now that you have established whether that's a need, that's something that you really need to buy, can this wait? Do you need to make this purchase now or can you do it later? Can you save money for it? And that way it doesn't stress your budget at that particular point in time.
So by what age we need to start thinking about saving?
Anytime that you have the opportunity to save. One of the things that people need to think about is, how much money am I going to have left over before the next paycheck? So they won't be able to know how much to save if they don't have a budget. So budgeting becomes something that is very important. That entails knowing exactly where the money is going. Month after month after month, there are certain expenses that are going to be regular, your mortgage or your rent, certain medical expenses, food, electricity, utilities, all of that kind of stuff. But you have to have it somewhere written down where you know exactly how much is left over. Pay yourself first. Our savings need to outlast us.
My guest for today was Dr. Arturo Rodriguez, who is the Dean of the College of Business and Social Sciences at the University of Louisiana at Monroe and a professor of finance. This is Anita Sharma.
Life Transitions is produced with the College of Business and Social Sciences at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Find out more at kedm.org.